It's Friday, the 16th of March. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Texas A&M hosting the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament first and second rounds. It all starts tomorrow. Today is practice day, and there will be press conferences. Arkansas, then Dayton, then A&M, and then Albany will be allowed on the court for an hour and a half practice each. Before each practice, that team will hold a 30-minute press conference. All in preparation for tomorrow's first round when Arkansas meets Dayton at 3 o'clock, followed by A&M versus Albany at about 5:30. The two winners will meet Monday night at 8:30 for a ticket to Raleigh, North Carolina, and the Sweet 16. Yesterday, A&M coach Gary Blair visited with the guys at Texags Radio.
It's great for the fans of College Station. Spring break, you get to stay at home, eat in your favorite restaurant or eat at home if you can get a home-cooked meal, which I don't seem to be able to get lately, but I'm excited about being here. It's going to be a first. We're going to have it 2 years in a row. Right now, we've sold a little bit over 5,000 seats for Saturday. We need to get that up to about the 8,000-seat range, and we need people to start coming out. I know it's on TV. I know the baseball game plays in the afternoon. But what else do you have to do on a Saturday? Nobody wants to mow the yard, so let's come on out. Let's be ready. You're going to have four good teams. Be here for the first game at 3 o'clock and then come back for us at 5:30.
There you go. You'll be able to hear the Aggie games over on 1150 AM The Zone, starting with the airtime at 5:15 tomorrow, and if they play Monday at 8:15. Well, the first day of the NCAA men's basketball tournament went through with minimal damage to higher-seeded teams, unless you're Wichita State or UNLV. Those were the only teams that got beat by lower-seeded teams. 12-seed Virginia Commonwealth ousted Wichita State 62-59, and 11-seed Colorado beat the 6-seed UNLV 68-64. Now, there was a near big upset, biggest upset in the tournament history it would have been. Top-seed Syracuse didn't wrap it up over 16-seed UNC Asheville until the final seconds, making four free throws to end with a 72-65 win. Asheville led the Orange by four at halftime and trailed by just three with 20 seconds left in that game. It was a pretty good day for the Big 12. They went 3-0, including Iowa State, the Cyclones dethroning last year's champ, UConn 77-64. Kansas State beat Southern Miss 70-64, and Baylor beat South Dakota State 68-60. Got 16 more games today, including the first game will be the Texas Longhorns meeting Cincinnati at 11:15 this morning. Missouri meets Norfolk State at 3:40 this afternoon. And the last game tonight will be top seed Kansas meeting Detroit. That'll start at about 9 o'clock. College baseball, every game counts when it comes time in May for the NCAA selections, but like in any sport, conference games weigh a little more, and the 8th-ranked Aggies get started on their final Big 12 baseball race tonight when Kansas State comes to town. The Aggies have been inconsistent in hitting and fielding and even in pitching lately, and they hope to clean that up this weekend in the 3-game series with the Wildcats, who come in at 11-6 against the 14-4 Aggies. Despite losing 3 out of 4, A&M still has the best non-conference record of any Big 12 team. It all starts with pitching, of course. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's how your momentum usually is determined on any given day. It's who you got on the mound, and we've got a good one on the mound Friday night in Michael Walker, and, you know, same with Saturday and Sunday.
Texas Longhorns, by the way, are the only team with a losing record in non-conference play. They're 7-8. Two other Big 12 series are this weekend. Texas is at Oklahoma, and Texas Tech is at Baylor. We'll have the Aggie games, of course, for you right here on 1620. Mississippi State, back to basketball now, is making two changes in their basketball program. 3 days after they named A&M associate head coach Vic Schaefer as their new women's coach, Bulldog men's basketball coach Rick Stansberry announced he's retiring after 14 seasons and 11 postseason appearances and a 293-166 record. The Bulldogs failed to make the NCAA tournament field the last 3 years and lost in the first round of the NIT on Tuesday. We told you it'd be big doings at Mitchell Courts yesterday, but the big doings were for top-ranked and three-time NCAA champ Southern Cal. They stopped A&M's 43-match home winning streak with a 5-2 win. It was the first home match A&M men have lost in more than 2 years. A&M women will be looking for a record 10th straight win today when they meet Missouri in Columbia at 5. The first crosstown showdown of baseball is tonight when A&M Consolidated hosts Bryan at 7 o'clock. Consol is 8-7 and 1-1 in district play, while Bryan is 12-4 and 2-0 in district. The Aggie softball team had a nice day in Honolulu when they beat Winthrop 8-2. The Aggies scored 7 of their runs in the first 3 innings and coasted from there with Kayla Klein getting the pitching win. A&M will play the host team Hawaii today at 11:30 p.m. tonight, and you can hear that game at RadioAggieland.com. Aggie women's swimming and diving team is in 7th place at the NCAA championships in Auburn, Alabama, after Jaylee Patrick took the silver medal in the 1-meter diving. The meet continues to today and tomorrow. A&M is looking for their 6th straight top 10 NCAA finish. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.